We're continuing our Shiurim Ma'anot Chaim. We are on Daf Hey Amud Beis, just at the end of Perek Aleph. Just moments at the end, we're just finishing off the Ramazim, various Ramazim to show how the all Sag came out to Anayim. So there's a very strong Kesha between Sag and Anayim. So he brought various ways how to see this with various Pesukim. So we saw also a Pesuk from Daniel, Kachanecham, and we give a pshat over there, and now he's going to give a different pshat in this pasuk over here. So let's continue. It starts over here. Ayin gam ke nikrash al shem sag. Right. So he was trying to bring this comparison, this kesher between ayin and sag the whole time. So he says, "Vehine ayin gam ke nikrash shem sag." Ayin is also kemo. Now he's going to show how that is kemo oizen choytem pek niskal el, because we saw the gematrias of oizen was 58 plus another 5, which comes out, made 63. Choytim as well is gematria of 63. And Pe is also 63 plus the Chaf Beis Oisius that came out to be 85, but there's 63 there. There's a Sag plus the Chaf Beis. So you see, though, there is in all the Oiris that we saw in Achav, there is a musig of sag, because again, that is the power which is coming out from all these orifices. So we can see same thing by enayim. Also, the source of enayim, the oil which is coming up in enayim, is also sag. So it says, "V'hei be'inyan ze ki halo kasher hayu shlosha bechinas nizkar oizen choytem pe shem tamim hayasham sag shalehem." Bechinas havaya shel sag shel yud vav dalet ke yud vav alev vav ke yud. So he's telling you over here the bechina and the remez, which is going to be, it's not the fact that we're going to take the gematria of ayin and come out with 63. That's not what we did the first previous three. But rather we're going to see that the ayin, what came out of the ayin, a sag. Now, how is that represented? That's represented by Havaya. What type of a Havaya? That's called a Havaya Bimilu Yudim. Okay? And that's the way it's spelled over here. That's the way you spell Sag. Now, if you take the Gematria of that Shem Sag. Ve'omnam be'ayin hu b'chines dekudos. Which is, again, we said Sag de Sag. Tamim the sag meant it's ab the sag. That's where the achav came from. When you're dealing with sag the sag, it's called nekudus. Who sag sheshlosha pamim eke? Right. So I take that. Out. So all the oils would come out from achav. They're represented by this shem yud ke yud vav dalit ke yud vav alef vav ke yud. That's the representation. When it comes out from the enayim, we're going to see that. What you see that comes out in a form of Aleph K Yud K. Okay? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the why three? He says it comes out three. Because we know that the Kudush has three types of the Kudush. One Elyon, Emsoim, and one Atachton. And altogether, Hem, Begematria, Sag, right? If you take the Gematria of Eke, which is 21 times 3 is 63.
Why times 3?
Because there's three levels of Nikud. One Elyon, one Emsoim, and Tachton. So that will give you three different Ekes with three different levels of Nikud. That's 63. That's your Sag. Zu b'china Sag asher b'ayin. So Sag is b'ayin. Okay? V'hine kol shem Eke me'elu shlosha, all three of these Ekes. They take with them lokeach kol bechinos achav beis oisius. They take all the bechinos of chav beis oisius. Hanil mazim bekamas bepasach akinis kerev. Remember, we spoke about all the different nekud and how we look at them as yudim, except for the first two kamas and pasach. That kamas, how do you spell a kamas? How do you look at a kamas? So a kamas is a line. And another line coming down. So it's not really two lines, it's actually one line, one dot. So that is 16. That's a Vav and a Yud. That's 16. And a Pasach, that is a straight line. That's a straight line. That's another 6. That's 22 altogether. Okay, so that's 22, representing 22 oises, which represents the 22 kelim, what they took. Okay? Now, kedei lasus mehem kelim, aridei histaklus ha'ayim behem. Right? He jumps you right through the deep end here. So this is something we haven't learned yet. We're going to see as the or enayim are coming out from the enayim, or enayim coming out from derech enayim, it's going to be shoef from the achav. Remember, the achav or is coming out here. The or enayim coming out from the eyes are going to pulling through from the achav koichos, and those koichos are going to be making the kelim. So that's what we call istaklus. The she'iva, the istaklus of the or nekudos being shoef from the achav. Okay, so just imagine all these ekes are flying out. These three different ekes representing the three different levels here, and they're going to be shoef this chav beis oisios, which chav beis, which creates the kelim. Nimsa shlosha shemois eke im shlosha pamim chav beis. Every eke takes another chav beis. Gematria kuf lamed 130, and that is, guess what, the gematria of kaminyan ayin. Okay, so therefore he managed to, Baruch Hashem, get us to a gematria of ayin to show us that tzag is related to ayin. Hashem tzag is coming from the ayin. Hare, ech shem tzag romuz gamken be'ayin. Okay, so let me just show you. You have the chart over here. I just wrote it out for you. Just summarize. Let's have a look over here just to make it more palatable. It's that one over there. The top one over there. So you see, what do you see over here? It says on the top, Yitzias, did I write it over here? Yeah. Yitzias are all Meinei Ak. That's what we're speaking about over here. The top line, you have three Ekes. You see them over here? 1, 2, and 3. So there, each Eke is 21 in brackets in red. And then that's called the first all. And then you have the second all, third all. And each one took Chaf Beis Oisis, 22, 22, 22, which is a sum of 66. So you have already the sag over here. See the 63? That's the sag. That's Muhumus. It's coming up from the ayin. Plus the 66 is 129, which is the Kuf Lamed, which is Gematria of ayin. So you see the way the Arizal did this to promise to you how the naim, so the sag is coming from the naim. Okay, that's the first thing we see.
So it comes out these oiris from Achav, right? So they were originally in Akudim. Now they're being used in the Kuzim again.
They went back in. So now they're coming out again through the there's two different worlds which comes out. Yeah. Okay. Sure. So let's continue. V'zesod pekachinichan. That is the sod of the pasuk. Remember, this is different pshat in Daniel's pasuk. There's a few different diukin you can make of it. Why do you write? Why did Daniel say pekach? Why did he say pesach? Why pekach? Enecha. Just say urei. Why enecha urei? Obviously, with open your eyes, you're going to see. What's the kama diukim here? So he says ki be'oiz in the choytem pe yeshlosha pamim sag. We know that, as we said before, oiz in the osai came out, peh, the osai came out, choytim osai came out, those are the gimel sagim over there, which has, which altogether is 189. Hem gematria pekach. That's the pekach shavu. He was meramiz in his words, like the way Yaakov was speaking to Esav, he was meramiz in his words, atfilah. So he's telling the Eivshah pekach lecha, that means the Haino, he was meramiz on the gimel oiras of ois and choytim peh. Then after that came the enayim. Zu enecha, as we just showed over here. Kishlosha eke, elu asher beenayim, kulahem bechinas eke, bin milu yudim. You can also look at it as milu yudim. Shehem gematria kasa. I'll show you the chart in a minute. So you have coming down from the enayim this milui of. It's called Eke b'miluim. It's called Kasa. That's the Gematria. Kiminyan Enicha imakoilun. That will equal this Havai, which is coming out from the Anayim, the Ag, which is Kuf Samech Vav 161, Gematria 161. It's called Kasa. It's coming out from the Anayim, the Ag. There, it equals it equals enayim enecha imakol. So that's the pshat pekach unecha. Vizu pekach enecha ure shimonoseinu. Look at our desolate state. Ki kan haya shimimon ubitul malachim. Bitul malachim. So let's just show that. I'll tell you the chat in a minute. Let's just see the technical part of it. I'll tell you what the tefillah was all about. So over here, look at the second shlab over here. We have the three words over here. So this is the pasuk that the Daniel is saying, Pekach Enecha Uveh Shemoseinu. And then you have the Pekach Enecha Uveh Shemoseinu. So there what do you see? The first one is, you see that he speaks about the Oitzen, Choytzen, Peh. All of them are sag, as I demonstrated over there. What was important now, so Pekach means he was milchamis to those Gimel Oyrus coming out, the sags. Enecha is Eke B'miloi, is Kasa, I didn't spell it out, but it's in Eke B'miloi, and then that equals Enecha Nekoil. And Shimon Seinu, that is Meramez on the Malachim, Shivit Malachim. The kid, so what was he telling, what was he davening for? So he was saying to the Eibusha, listen here, we're in Golos, we're having a lot of Chatoim, a lot of Avoinos here, but you have to understand, the Gan Tzibah of all this, you have to understand, we're Mamash Oynet Rochem al Patre, it's because of the Shiva Malachim. Because of the all in nine that came out, we'll see that Nikudas came out in the nine, they shattered and they broke, and that created the Sigin, that created the Yetzer Hara, and because of those, that Shavira, that is what led us to this desolate state, Shemoseinu, our desolate state that we're in now. Okay, so that was the power of Daniel, how he can Meramez in his tefillah such a powerful thing. Mamish, you would have never guessed it.
What was the gematria exactly of Eke? How did you get to that?
Eke, so you spell it out. So it's Aleph, Lamed, Pei. You spell out every single letter of Eke, and you come out to the gematria 161.
111. I see,
Pei 161.
Pei 80.
Yeah. Okay, let me just bring you something a bit further from the Divrei Sholem. Divrei Sholem was a Nechid of the Rashash. He just takes it a bit further to explain to you what we're going to see later on. As we spoke about over here, unless you can see it clearly, this is the Eker Rishon, where there's three Ekers, right? Tam, there's Nikud Elyon, Nikud Emsoy, and Nikud Tachdut. The Nikud Elyon coming from the Oizen. Right, that's the highest. That's going to create, as the Ek is coming out, that's sort of a Nekud, which is coming out, a Nekuda, and that's going to create the Keli Keser. We want to create Eser Keli. From the Ek Shnia, that's the second oil which comes out, that's going to take it from the oilers of the Choytim. That's going to create the Keli Chokhmah. And then you finally have the third one, which is, we're talking about Kesa Chochma Bina. This is the Bina. It's going to create the Keli Bina, which is going to take the oil from the oil organs of Peh. And finally, the Zayin Tachtoinim, that happens at the Staklus and the Kudim, and that we'll see is going to create the Kelim of Zat. Okay, just preempting. We haven't learned it yet, but of these Gematrias, of the Ekis, this is what Divrei Sholem says. Yeah.
Why is it here when you're explaining?
The first phase, yeah.
Were you busy with Oisius? You were busy talking about the Nekudas. You say Nekudas Elion, Tachton, and
yeah, those are the three Ekers.
You switched into copies Oisius.
No, as well. We're going to see, I told you, all in Naim, these are the oils coming out, the Malchus of Ben, whatever, they're going to be Shoev from the Achav, a Koach. And that's going to be the koach to make their keli. Yeah.
So what's Oisius? Oisius is keli.
Oisius is a keli. Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to be short from this achav half based Oisius. Each one, each ek.
There's only 22 Oisius. There isn't more. So how can you say three times 22 Oisius?
Each level takes its various bechinas. Each oil takes its various bechinas.
I mean, the Nekuda has to be on any of these letters. So, or the Talamim, whatever, has to be on these letters.
The Nekuda is on the letters of the Shein. Not on the letters of the Chofetz Yisus, is it? Huh?
What? What are you asking?
The Nekudas. Where are they, these Nekudas? Are they letters of the Shev? Or the letters of the Kof Beis Isis?
No, these Nekudas are, Pshuta Kamash, are little Nekudas.
Well, which Isis?
No, they're not. The spheres here. We're talking about spheres here. Spheres. They translate to us, we see it as Nekuda, as Nekud in a Sefer, you know, as
we relate to them as Nekudas on the shame of the Yud Kei Rokhe B'Milu Yud.
That's right.
Not on the Chof Beis Isis, which came out of them.
No, the Chavis are the Bechin of Kelim, which are Milavish, the Oiris, right? You have always a Kelim. I know it's very abstract, but we can't, because the truth is we haven't even learned the Sugya yet, because and that's why there's no beginning end to this, yeah? But we're going to see later on as they're coming out, the only comment is pure all. Now, you can't have just pure all, there's no Kim to that. The whole reason why the Matzil is doing this in order to be mashpia the tachtonim, and you can't be mashpia just pure electricity. You're going to burn everybody out. You have to be malbishit in a keli. So the shor from the achav. Okay, we'll see more about this. We'll see more.
About 22 oris connected to 22 osius.
No, not 22 oris. One or.
Because you said that the kaf beis osius or kelim.
Yeah.
That means the 22 kelim.
The 22 kelim, yes.
And that means it must be 22 oros, no? It should be 22 oros to fit in the 22 kelim.
Yeah, I suppose you can subdivide it, but here the Arizal only talks about one, well, three. Three, which have each one the 22. So, yeah, I suppose that means
that each one. That oil can be
still. But we don't speak about that. We only speak about the 10 oilers.
The 10 oilers. Well,
10 oilers and the 22 kelim. That's the way we speak it out.
Because I suppose you've got the 10 oilers, and they all connect together, you've got 22. The 22 connections between the 10 spheres.
22 connections?
Connections, yeah.
We're not talking about connections, we're talking about the actual kelim.
Yeah, they've got.
Kaling of all.
I'm just trying to work out how you get.
Yeah, he doesn't spell it out exactly. And you have a good point here. How do you split 22 into 10?
Well, the Gimel in most Shiva Kefulos and your base Pshutim, which come from the 10. The Torah.
Obviously, we're not taking that stage. Yeah. Okay, we'll see more about it. Like I said, this is it throws us to the deep end. But now we're going to start learning this with you. Okay, so Perek Beis. A new pair. Let's go. Now we're going to start explaining. Ech yotzu elu nekudas. Now we're going to explain poshut pshat. Now what exactly happened to these nekudas, which we called what? Sag de sag, right? Nekudas are sag, and it came from the nekudas sag, which came from the sag. V'achikach nedabe b'pchotus atzmo. Now we're going to get into more detail. Kaval malu. Let's get our focus here that we're all talking about Adam Kadmon. Everything is coming from inside Adam Kadmon till outside. Ve'omru ki akudim higiu ad the tibul shel Adam Kadmon atzmo. We spoke about they're all coming up in the nine. Where do they go? They go ad the tibul ulemata. That's the place where all the worlds are going to be built. The world of Nikudim, Brudim, Atzilus, all that is going to be over there. Now the truth is, I mean, they come out from the Enayim. Why does he talk about Omru she'akudim hegiu, akudim hegiu, atibo, because the only the gilo is only at the tibo, because before that there were such powerful lights over there that we don't even see them, not recognize them. They only recognize later on at the tibo. The afal pisha amarnu she'os yotzim derech nikve apeva choitem zo ika oires aval vaday gam derech koisle v'dofne aguf shel ze adam kadmon bokeya v'yotze o umeir tamid bahem. Now all this time we've been going on and on and on and on about the all coming out from the Anayim, from the oires and choitem pe, but you have to know as well also we're going to see all coming out from different places, from the yesod of ark, from the tibur of the ark, from the ragle ark. We're going to see different places also comes out. Okay.
The Kavan is by Kikasher. Does that mean it's coming out at the same time when we spoke about the Achaf before? Does it mean at the same time it was happening in different places? Or was this
all coming out, yeah, all is coming out. We don't speak about it until it's mamish nogeta. It's when it comes down from the or naim and it's going to hit the or naim. That's when we speak about it.
But it was
then
already there when the
oris
came
that's
out.
That's what he's saying. Okay, tamid, it's always coming out. Kavan is ba'ak kasha yirota matzil lehatzil bechinos and nikudoy. Now, when the matzil, who's the matzil, by the way? Devishta. Devish is the matzil. Okay, we'll see. Well, actually, the Kerem Shlomo says it's Adam Kadmon.
What?
Obviously, the oilam before it, whatever the oilam before it is matzil, so the oilam after it.
Wow, it takes on as a pashto, the oilam. Okay, Moshe doesn't like that. He doesn't like the fact that you're calling the oil ma'il of the matzah.
It's just in the
controversial issue here. Very touchy issue. But as I said, that's the cloud. You have this mekabba ba'ava, right? That the oil shel ma'il of, we said this a few times, is the bechina of matzah.
We speak such a shprach the whole time. And
do we? Yeah. Where?
We turn on the lights. So you say, what makes the light? The generator makes the light. Basically, don't we?
Yeah. Okay. You can't bring a loshen from a guy from loshen b'nei odom. We're not a didactic, you know, our lishonis. But yeah, say Adam comes the matter.
But the main point to remember is that it's not them themselves. It's all the Orion Sof, which is mislavishing them. Which is doing everything.
Yeah, so why is it called the matzil?
Because that's how it's revealed to us at that stage. That is the levush.
We'll see, it's a bit starker than that. It's more stark than that. Okay, let's go back. Kavanoso, so what did the matzil want to do? His kavanoso, who lasts us lehem, bechinas kelim. Again, we can't lose our focus here. What's the ganzer purpose of all this? You can get so caught up with these orders, but what was the tafkid of all this? Tafkid is only one tafkid, to make kelim. She yochlo lomos atachton l'kabel o shelo shemeir bahem. In order to mekabel this all, because the matzil wants to be mashpia, and he can't be mashpia. His oil is too great, so he has to create kelim to be an emtsoi, to mekabel this oil, in order to filter through the necessary oil in order for the tachton to mekabel to be nene from the oil. V'hinei ra matzil ki adayim lo hayakor mekabelin lekabel oil shel enayim ha'elu. After all the worlds we saw come out from the achav, and we saw the world of akudim, it still was in genugshu. The kelim, it was still, the oil would be too powerful for the tachtoni. Asher mokom hispash tusom hai hu memokom atibu ad siyum araglaim shel adam kadmon. Because when we see the mokim, what we're interested in is always tachas atibu. That's where all the oil olamas were going to be created.
Mom ben.
No. I'm talking about Atzilus, the world of Atzilus, which is Nogeya to us. That's going to be only from the Tibur Lemata. Avad comes up from nine, the Ak again, but only speaking about what is Golut to us. So what did he do with the Matzil? Terem Shehetzil, before he was Matzil, what did he do? He did a Maisa Tzimtzum. Remember from Igulun V'Yosha, the first parak we learned, when we spoke about something called the Tzimtzum. What happened over there? He had a makom, he had ribo or. It was mitzamtzim, pulled away the oil and put something little, a tip of the oil coming down, which is called the kav. Okay, so he did this again, Tzimtzum Acher. If you medak from the Russian property, it says mitzamtzim atzmo. Shani mitzamtzim atzmo. The Eibster commanded him to mitzamtzim. That's what you should say. What's mitzamtzim? He himself was mitzamtzim himself. So says the Kerem Shlomo. You see, there's a koach here that he himself decided to make a tzimtzim himself. He's mitzamtzim himself. Kilo, like these nivoim, it's not like we think it's. I spoke of this beforehand. It's very stark on this. It's not like we're looking at you building a binyan, and this binyan has no say whatsoever. It's an inanimate object. Not sure at all. These binyonim have das and they have bechira, and the Leshem has says they have bechira and they choose things, and it's a labor because we have no notion. We think we're the only bal bechira, but the etzim, it's not like that. It's not like that. These they have the Eibushter gave them avada, everything comes with Eibushter. Avada, Eibushter can pull the plug and everything disappears. But in the same way, we have bechira. Even though it's a stira, how could we be bechira? Even though Hashem is everything, you know, levado, and it's a yichud gomo. However, you're going to be masbir us, you can masbir these entities called the patsufim, the spheres, and they're also azamin bechira. You know what I'm saying? You look like you're.
I think that's all right.
Are you happy with that?
We come back to in the beginning of the Milimud that we don't talk about in Leis Mashmachshol Tzvisa Reuplan. The Eibushter we don't talk about. The Gantz Zaf is all about what comes after.
That's right.
So when it says Amater, it doesn't mean the Eibushter. That's what he's saying.
It doesn't mean the Eibushter. That's right.
It means the this Malach which is called Ak, which we call the Vatz, so call it what you want.
Yeah, but a Malach is
no,
this is better than a Malach. A Malach doesn't have any Bechira. No, I know, but that's only one Nekuda. The other Nekuda is, can a Malach do whatever he wants to? He can't, right? A Malach is very, he has a job to do. Once you do it, move on to the bottle. It's not the case over here.
Malach is a toilet.
It's a completely different Bechira altogether here. He's chosen Tzimtzum Atzmo. He's chosen
the fun. Maybe he's also got no choice about it. Maybe he was Metamson.
Okay, like I said, in the same way you want to be Mazbe or Bechira, then you can understand the Bechira. Okay. Right? Do we have a choice?
Yeah, we do have a choice.
No, we don't. Everything, the Eibushter knows exactly what you're going to do. What was the choice? Right, we're not going to get the. I'm just over here. It's nispasha that we're not just building and you know a concrete edifice called Ak, and he's a, you know, we're sending all through him, and he's pumping out all. You know, this choice is being made here. I'm just want to point that out.
My problem is, are you saying they're actually be'etzem separate from the inside?
No, what do you mean? The Ensof is in the Shoma. It's in the Shoma, this is Ensof. And the same way you have in the Shoma and you have Bechira. I'm just saying, we're the Gmos of this Adam Kadmon, of course, Adam.
I'm just saying it's different from our Bechira because we. Alright, okay. I wouldn't say that
at all.
Well, no, it's much higher. It's different. It's like Hashem being Bechira.
Again, everything on its level, everything is Be'erich.
And we compare to us.
Okay, we're not comparing. There's no comparison whatsoever.
I'm saying,
every madreg, even Zah, forget the Adam Kama. It's Ein Sof. We look at him, we don't have no. Even Zah, when he looks at the Abba of Ima, he says he sees Ein Sof, right? He says, Zah, for me, it's, you know, their Abba of Ima is like, what is that? I see nothing.
And then Malachim wanted to serve Adam Harishim, Gan Eden, because he was on the high madreg.
That's where Avodah Zarah comes from, right? They're not some tipshin, you know, they're going serving bricks and wood. They knew exactly what they're doing. They knew they had an epsa bechina of koiches and a bechina of bechira, and if they were mavakish in a zamin way, they can get exactly what they want from them.
Yeah, but their problem was they didn't realize that it was just
They realized and they chose the Zion.
That was levush for the insert.
They knew that.
They knew
Gatz Ariza. They knew everything. So exactly. Let's do without the avoider.
Without going all the way to.
Without doing Tariq mitzvahs. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Let's go to all these koiches and they can be boicha themselves. Let's go to them. Why go and serve Hashem and all these mitzvahs and this and that and tanisim and whatever? Let's cut the.
But none of them are going to the koiches kedusha. They're going to the tzadatuma. They're going to the kali. You know.
Well, it becomes a koiches tamei. It becomes, if you do it in the wrong way.
It becomes.
Because you're not drawing it down from the upside. You're not drawing it from the right sources. You're drawing it much lower. So you be matzliach, but it's coming from the seeking. Yeah.
So don't we have to be careful about when we speak about the matzah and saying it's something else? It's like Adam Kadmon. We still have to remember that the real thing we're talking about is.
Like I said, everything
which has been put.
That's why the Arizal makes it clear. Before Adam Kadmon was there was the Ein Sof, and the Adam Kadmon was malbish the Ein Sof. So we know that the ganze. The Shoma of Adam Kamal is the answer, right? So,
So when we say the matzah, we mean the way
you have to be specific and say Adam Kadmon.
Right, but
because otherwise you think you're talking about the Eibishter, which is a big problem. That's the other way. It's quite sincere. If you think you're talking about the matzil, you can't pinpoint. You can't see. Oh, you can't even call him a matzil.
Because you make something.
So that's why you have to call him Avin Kavan.
Right, and we call him the matzil al shem. That's how the Ein Sof or Ein Sof is being megal itself through this thing called the matzil. Yeah, that's how he's megal himself to us. So we call him the matzil.
He's doing a pulus of
Hatzil.
Okay, let's go back. That was just on the side point, right? V'hu sha'ol sha'hayim ispashet b'toicha shel odom hazeh mitibur ad siyum raglov heleihu b'chatzi aguf ha'elyon min ha'tibur lemala v'nisha ha'mokam shel min ha'tibur lemata reikam bilti o. So we're talking about the O, which is in the penimis of Ak. We have O, which is on top of the tibur, and we have O, which is tachas the tibur. Remember, we had that picture over there. Can I just borrow this for a second there? Remember, this is Ak. This is the Neshama of Ak we saw. So we have, oh, this is the Tibur of Ak, right? So you have Ab and Sag above. And underneath here, you also have Ab and Sag, which go all the way down, but also you have the Maon Ben. Okay? So all this, all here, that's 1, 2, 3, 4 columns, are all going to go up to the Tibur. This is going to be empty of all. That's a Tzimtzum.
Where's going to be empty, sorry?
All this makom over here, it's called from the Tiferes Netzah Hod Yesod, that's the Tibur. So the Tiferes we split into three parts. So the Tiferes, the Shlish Tachton of Tiferes will be empty, as well as the Netzah Hod Yesod. All that O is going to be empty, all that O is going to go up and leave all those Kalim with no O whatsoever.
The Kalim put no
Chiyus.
No, there's some Yeshiva that keeps it alive, yeah. But that's going to be completely vacant of all, and that's going to go all the way up here. Okay, up in this area over here.
What are the other two parts of the Tiferes you mentioned?
Shlish Elyon.
Where's that from?
Here. The Tiferes starts from the Chazer.
Right.
Around here. Okay. Shlish Amtsoi. And then you have Shlish Tachton of the Tiferes. So from here, from the Tibur actually. The Tibur, the Shlish Tachton of Tiferes, and Netzach Hod Yesod, we're all going to be vacated, and that's what he calls by the Tzimtzum. Okay? Now, so again, let's Chaziba. So, what do we want to do? The Matzil wants to create Kelim. He wants to create Kelim again in order that the Tachtonim were able to Mekabel the all. So, what does he do over here? He's Mitzamtzim himself, raises up all the all. In order that should facilitate this process of making kelim. Now it's mamish einu mubin cho. What's the kesher between the inside of Ak and the outside of Ak? Again, we're talking about the world of Atzilus, which is going to be outside of Ak, right? The Anaim are coming out. It's going to go out. This, let's say, I'm Ak Lamoshel. It's coming out from here. It's going to go from Tibur Lemata, way further away from Ak. What does it help that Ak himself? The Pnimis of Ag is Male Histani Tiferes Netzach Hod Yesod all the way up to his Tibur. How is that going to facilitate making Kelim outside of Ag? You have a chance here?
So maybe the small light which does come out is not too strong to.
Which light? All went out.
Nothing there. Permanently? That's how it is? Even now?
No.
At the end?
No. Some of it's going to come down, most of it's going to go up, right, some of it stay up, some goes out.
It's just a
that's the O nine which comes out.
It's just a form of Tzimtzum.
Yeah, but Tzimtzum, when we saw the first Tzimtzum, what did we saw? There was a ribo O.
Yeah.
It was, all the O went away, it's too strong. Mm-hmm. And they put in a little calf. Where do we always see now the O, the Mokum Pono developing, the Cho in our case, the O's, yeah. But where's the.
Not later?
Later go in, but what does it have to do with the sphere which are outside of the Ark?
So he's saying that the whole Tachsos, that the one which is coming later, he's less strong, and we need to work on him, not on the one which went up.
What are we going to work on him?
I don't know. Whatever the Hemsley.
Yeah,
right.
It's
okay.
Later,
no? Right. Well, we saw it beforehand. We saw from the Doifner Gufa Ark, there's going to be oils coming out. Okay, so you're on the right track. So what's going to happen now is the oil is going to come all the way up, right? And then there's going to be what's going to be called a palsa. David's just going to draw a line there. A palsa of dak there, within, in our bodies it's called the diaphragm, which separates the higher bechinas from the lower bechinas. And therefore all the oil is going to be all the way up there cooking away, because there's no space in ak, right? Even before the tzimtzum there was no area which is panu of oil. Right, when you bring up more oil, you're going to create a lot of tumult up there. Right, so eventually it's going to crack through the palsa and go. Some of the oil is going to leak down back outside and go back down from the tibor limata and puncture through the oil of Adam Kadma and hit into the oil which is coming up in the ninth act. So it's going to go like this outside the ninth act, and from the tibor limata, when it finally gets there, it's going to bash into it like this.
Why doesn't it all go up?
What?
Why doesn't it all go up? I mean, why does it have to go back down? I mean, it can, more oil should come up from mine.
Okay, so they actually decided which oil was going to be allowed out, which way they were going to go down. So on the ben went out, and some of the oil went down, from the side went down, and some of it just stayed above the table. But again, the whole process was, first way, threefold. There's three types of tzimtzumim happening first. Okay, first of all, the fact that the oil went up, that's ikka oil. Whatever comes down is always known as a toldot oil. The Lashon spells that clearly. There's always a process, two-way process called hispashtus rishon, histalkus rishon, hispashtus sheni, histalkus sheni. That's the way it goes. Yeah. Now, it says the Lashon, when the oil went in, histalkus rishon, when it came back out, that didn't come out the same oil. And Avad didn't come out stronger. It actually came out only a told of the oil. A tamsis of the oil came back out. Okay? So when this went up, only a tamsis came down. That's the first symptom. Second symptom that happened when he put the palsa there, when it went through the palsa, also is memayat oil. And then finally goes through the guf the act also, which is another mechitza, that's also mitzamtzum the oil. So all this was one big tzimtzum. He called tzimtzum acher in order to memayit the oil, in order that when the oil comes out from the ak, it's not going to mevatel the kelim, mevatel the oil which comes out from the nina, which is much weaker.
Which one's weaker?
The ben.
The from the nine.
Yeah.
It's weaker, you mean, than achav's.
No, the oil which is going to come down, we'll see in a minute, the oil which is coming down is a stronger oil than the oil which came out. Because first of all, it went all the way up, came all the way out, so that's also a form of tzimtzum. The further it goes from its source is mitibo lemata.
So you mean it already went down and then up, then up?
No, it was down.
Yeah.
It was down.
That was the beginning.
Right, beginning. What? Above the tibo.
Right.
And then eventually goes through the Enayim De'ak.
And those are the oris of the Enayim De'ak that we've been speaking about.
That we've been speaking about, right? Ah. It comes all the way out, so that the further it goes from source, where it's in Tibo Lemata, it's going very, very far, and comes all the way flying millions of miles away from Ak. Okay? That's called a Tzimtzum. It's Mitzamtzum Self, Midin Richuk, Richuk Mokum. Okay? The or, which is in the Pneumius of Ak, which comes down the Palsa.
Well, because of the tumult, which plats.
Yeah, it comes burst down through the palsa, is much stronger oil, which is going to mevatel the oil in nine.
Why is it stronger? Because it's nearer to his bukov.
Yeah, to his bukov, yeah, it's a different type of oil as well. We'll speak about the details later on, okay? But that's the vault.
So
in order not to mevatel, that was the whole purpose of it, in order to create kelim. And how do you create kelim? The further you get, the richuk mokum is megashin the oil, becomes more of a kelim, it becomes a keli through that. So by putting in oil, which is too strong, it will mevatel it. That's why he did this process of the three way stages. This is the way the Tivo Chaim explains it, the stages of tzimtzum here.
You're saying the oris comes out of the parasa, what do you call it, the parasa?
Parasa, yeah, it's called parasa.
Parasa is actually stronger than the oris which comes out of the nine?
Yeah.
Oh. And is that got anything to do with orchoiser?
This is orchoiser, yeah.
This is orchoiser.
Yeah, when it comes from down up, it's going, it's choiser
like
this.
So it's really like, it goes one down, and when it comes out,
no,
it's going.
No, nothing went down.
No, you said because it went down.
Eventually,
first.
Yeah. First it goes up and then it goes down, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But as it's going up, then from the Acharaim, it's coming down the Oris. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we don't speak about that here. That's only to the Sias Kalim. That's the Sias Kalim, the Acharaim.
Is that the Oris coming through the Parsa?
No. The Ikar Oris is coming down. Special Shane is the actual oil is coming down. Oil Rachamim. It's not the oil.
So
oil
there
isn't
any oil chayzer to speak of here.
You mean in that Bechina? Yeah, Nechna, but we call that oil chayzer, the Maaseh.
Ah, so oil chayzer can be a general.
No, when it's going up, it's oil chayzer, not when it's coming down. When it's coming down, it's oil Rachamim.
When we spoke about oil chayzer by the.
Yeah, we spoke about a different Bechina of oil chayzer.
As it's going up, then
it's going up, some of it's dripping out from the back of the Achoraim of the Sphere. That's what we call the oil chayzer.
Right, but it's different here.
Yeah. Okay, but Maskid Yavim, Yid Mimilsa Mimsa, Ech Bekol Atzilus Hu Bechinez Chatzi Tiferez Venitzach Bohod Yusot. Okay? So we're going to build a klal here. So what do we see? We saw the oil of everything for the Tani of Ak went up, right? Tiferes Nitzach Hod Yisod went up above the Tibur. The Tibur is where the Tiferes, the Shlish Tiferes, so build the Binyan up. So therefore, in order to create any new world, that means you have to vacate the Tani. The whole, you keep this cloud in your Biyodcha, Tikach Eklav Biyodcha. This is how you create a world. The world's always created on the Tani of the world above it. I'm going to read that again. Maskil Yavin Yidmi Milsa Milsa. Ech Bekol Atzilus. Anytime you want to create any world, Hu Bechinetz Chatzi. It's not. It's like the Mafashin is clear. It's Lavdavke Chatzi means Shlish Tachtonim. The Tiferes Nitzach Hod Yesod. Hem Tamid Meirim Baolam Shlemata. There's different gears. Meirim or Nivroim. Kenahi Deza Meirim. Meirim the Kerem Shlom Bigzal the. Mevoshorim, Mulodim, is Moilid, instead of Meirim, is Moilid, Ela Nukveya, that means the Nukveya is always the path for Shalemata, Venai de Abba Vima, Leza, from the Nai of Abba Vima, we created a new path of called Za, Venai de Archampim, is going to be Meir or Moilid, Abba Vima, create Abba Vima, Venai de Atik, La Archampim, Venai de Adam Kadmon, Le'atik or Bekol Atzilus Kemo Shneva. Okay, so that's a rule. Gam Tevin, you should also understand. Ki Bekol Bechinas Otzos or Chadoshim, another rule. Hayakoidim Lahem Inim Tzimtzum. As we saw over here. What do we see? We saw that Taki there was a Tzimtzum Aliyas Man. Aliyas Man went up to the chest from the Tibor, from the Tani until the Chazer. And what came out of that? A new oil came out flying out of the Anaim. New oil came out flying from the Anaim there. That's every oil chodesh has to be preempted by a tzimtzum. That's also a very important rule. Ki kei matzinu be'erich be'ar champin she tzimtzum nai shelo kidei le'afka lezun. In order to create a new patsuf, you vacate the nahi shelo kidei le'afka in order that zun should be able to benefit from it. Keniska be'mekoymes in Sha'aza Perek Beis. V'chein haya b'zeh adam kadom ve'ein laharich be'in yaze. Because it's not a posher, that's the cloud that goes over and over again.
He changed from what he said before. He said from the he of Arachampin you get Abba Ve'ima.
Yeah.
Why did he change it?
Because Zah is also Malbish Arach.
The first come.
Yeah.
So you can skip the Abba Ve'ima stage.
No, you have to first build them and then Zah gets from Abba Vima, but he also gets directly from Arachan because the Malbish taches the Abba Vima onto Arach. Arach is here, Abba Vima is on top here, and Zun is over here. Well, Yasir actually. Alright.
So where do we see.
Alright, we'll go over that point.
So where do we see in what we said before, what he writes in here, that whatever.
The last rule?
First, there's the Tzimtzum, and then there's Eretz Chadoshim.
Yeah,
is that something that we saw?
No, we haven't seen it yet. Well, we're talking about the Bechinas Anayim.
Yeah.
That's a new awe. Because we'll see, as the Tzimtzum happens, it's called an Aliyas Man. Aliyas Man, Maim Nukvim, is going to go up, and it's going to go all, there's going to be a Zivuk Abin Sag, right? There's always over there, Abin Sag. That's going to create new Bechinas in the awe of Ben. And it's going to come out.
So where's the, that's the Tzimtzum. The Tzimtzum where the Uri comes up.
Yeah. Oh, we saw it. Yeah. The Tzimtzum brings it up. Yeah. Like the Mokum Pono. It's the exact same thing there. You push to the side or up. You know, it's a ball. Yes. Up, down, same thing. Brings you back to the Mokol, and then something new comes in. The calf comes in. Same process. It always comes in the same process over and over again. Okay. A few more minutes, or?
When we speak about Elias Mon, yeah, all these things we'll be talking about, or Choyze, like we spoke about in the Oiros, when we spoke about the coming out of the pair, when we spoke about the four stages, the Oir go down, the back up, the Oir Choyze, and mm-hmm. over here as well, with this Oir going up and before it goes through the Parsa, is that what we call Elias Mon generally?
Yeah.
So that's our avoid then.
Yeah. Mm. Now the parsa.
The parsa.
What?
Sorry, did I say something wrong?
Yeah, no. Next thing we'll talk about is the parsa. Go ahead. Do you want to ask something?
Yeah. No, just off the subject. I mean, in Shmuel Esra, is that why when you get to Hashim Shiftin, after Lamashinim, then the spirits go in reverse order until Tiferes? Is that the same idea here? It's like.
No, really.
It's not the same.
No.
You know what I'm talking about. From Al Tzadikim to Shema Kolein. Mm-hmm. It's a different area.
Yeah.
It's not connected at all?
It's not Elias Mon. No. Mm-hmm. The Ava and Simchal. There's Elias Mon. Okay, so let's go. Parsa. Just a few more minutes. We hear it. After she tinted me out to Mokinizke, Shamania Parsa be'emza gufo. The diaphragm that we're speaking about. The Mokum Tiborum Mipnim. In order that the oar should not go back down. That's the same principle that was used over there. They put a pass over there in order to keep differentiate between the two mimes. This is the same kum which is we call the diaphragm in the stomach of a person. The iu pasig mitata leela in order to divide the top part and the bottom part. Vishoiv meila vihiv letata. Its purpose is to draw down from the top and to give to the bottom. Vaaz nisha vekolo oiros leela mahai pasa. Therefore, it went all the way up above tibo, and that's pasa kept everything up above the pasa. Vahayisham dochuk umehudok. We said there was a ganze tumul there because there was no space for it. Batson, it just mamish got stuffed up there. The as baka who passed it burst the passer. The yored the heir ah shaguf menatibol emat and again bursting down. That means only a chilik of the oar. It's very important to that. The zehi bechilas passer sheniskar bereish idra rab and zor bedush veelam malachim dav kuf chav. Ches. Vezema shemavua bezor veis pachad passer ben amatzil lekese. Because in every part of you, not only in the worlds, in Ak we find this in the worlds, we find this differentiation. This passive which differentiates the higher passive to the lower passive. And that's where the keser of the top, of the bottom passive, that's where the parts will be in order to make a differentiation between the top one.
So what will be? Sorry.
The differentiation between one and the other is where the keser. That's where the parts of there. That's where the parser will be put. Okay, we'll stop it here, and then we'll continue more about this next time about the parser.
So you're saying that just where the tibur has got some sort of keser there.
Yeah, that's right. Where the tiferes is, you'll find the keser. Okay, we'll speak about
that. You don't find that with any of the other spheres.
Every, it's always the same.
Just with Tiferes, it's a special one because that's where things get split.
That's right.
Is that with Yaakov and Rachel?
We'll speak about that. Okay, go to.